Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the rate of excise duty on alcohol here in Ireland is second highest across the EU, and we include the UK in those figures too. That's according to new research published by the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland, and it comes as they call for that duty to be reduced. Professor Tony Foley is the Associate Professor Emeritus at the DCU Business School, who wrote the report, and Tony's on the line now. And in the studio, I'm joined by Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, who's CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. So, Tony, I'll start with you on the excise. How much are we paying and how does it compare?
It's very high by European standards. If we look at wine, for example, that's the one that stands out. Wine, we'd be number one in terms of alcohol excise tax. We pay 80 cents a glass, a standard glass of wine. Now, the big contrast then is there's about 15 EU countries who don't have an excise at all. They have zero excise on wine. And then a couple of others who have relatively small excise. And then in terms of beer, we're the third highest after the UK and Finland. And in spirits, we're the third highest after Sweden and Finland. So on a ranking basis, we're way up there at the top and have been for many years. Mm-hmm.
But the reason for that, Tony, is that they're public health reasons. That's why we pay more, right?
There would be public health reasons, but it would also be historical reasons. Even back very far when we didn't put enough attention into public health issues, it would have been particularly high because of historical factors, basically going right back to the British levels of taxation and then obviously the effort to collect revenue. Remember, it was one of the old reliables, as it were, that budget after budget you'd expect to see fuel tax, cigarette tax and alcohol tax go up. Now, in the past decade, it hasn't gone up, but it still remains very high. It's not only high on the ranking basis, but also the magnitude. For example, in Germany, obviously they don't have pints in Germany, but then the equivalent pint in Germany, you'd pay 5 cent excise on a pint of beer. In Ireland, you'd pay 55. So Germany is, or Ireland is 11 times higher than Germany in terms of beer. If you look at even, say, an off-license example, in Spain, if you buy a bottle of whiskey, you pay 2.69 on it in excise. In Ireland, you pay almost 12 euro. So if you see a bottle of whiskey in Spain and it's an Irish bottle of whiskey in Spain and it's cheaper than Ireland, excise will be a big part of that difference.
So now, the drinks industry feel, Tony, that this isn't fair. Is that what we're saying?
Well, that's for the industry to say. I'm presenting the facts and the figures as were. But obviously, referring to those facts, they've argued for a reduction in excise. It's also the case that not alone in terms of the, as I say, the magnitude and the history of it, but consumption in alcohol has been declining in Ireland over the past decade. There's still major problems, as Dr. Gilheeny will identify, in terms of public health and risks and so on and health costs associated with it. But average consumption has been basically dropping for the past decade. So there's also VAT, remember, on alcohol. And some countries in Europe, a small minority, have a lower VAT rate on alcohol consumed in bars than would be the normal standard rate. So on top of that, we'll pay our 23% VAT on the alcohol, and that VAT is also charged on the excise, so it's a tax on a tax. Mm-hmm. So basically, the facts indicate we're very high relative to Europe, both in magnitude and ranking.
And Sheila, you would say good, and let's have more of it.
That's exactly it. Because when we look actually at other countries, we know that there are severe problems in other European countries. And I'll just come to France as an example, which has a very low level of taxation. They actually have a higher death rate from alcohol than we have. So, you know, about 41,000 people there would die every year. It's about 7% of their deaths. But coming back to our own taxation, and, you know, Tony is pointing out lots of, figures, you know, that raises about 1.2 billion in excise duties. But the harm that actually alcohol costs Ireland is at least 3.7 billion. So nearly more than three times the amount that actually would come in.
So if you want to look at it in that context, it doesn't go near paying for itself.
Not at all. And actually, it was very interesting when you were talking to Professor O'Gara earlier about gambling. And he made the point very clearly that we should add up all the costs from gambling and impose a levy on the industry that would cover that cost. And we would say something very similar as a starting off point from an excise duty point of view. As Tony has said, the excise rates haven't been increased in a decade. So what that actually means is that because of inflation, that level is now 15% lower in real terms than it was back in 2014. So we would be saying that as a start, we should be increasing the excise duties by 15%, and we'd be calling on Minister Michael McGrath to, you know, to take that into account when coming up to the budget.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see, you know, as Tony puts it into context there, that we are the second highest across the EU when it comes to excise duty, and yet that high excise rate is not solving the problem. It's, you know, we still have serious issues when it comes to alcohol abuse. So what is it achieving?
Well, firstly, I would say that actually, if you look at affordability of alcohol in Ireland, even with those particular duties that are there, alcohol is very affordable. The actual price that you pay for alcohol at the moment, if you go into a supermarket, for example, is the same price, literally the same price as it was 20 years ago. So we have very affordable alcohol, and we have lots of studies that would show that. The OECD actually would have Ireland's affordability index for alcohol as the second highest in OECD countries. In other words, it's the second most affordable level of alcohol, because it's not just the price of alcohol, it's our own income, and you know that, and relative to the price of other things. So you are right, price isn't the only factor. Mm-hmm. We have other factors like the need for restrictions on advertising and on the availability of alcohol. And again, you know, we look and we see a government that has distinct policy mismatches. We have the Department of Health trying to reduce the level of alcohol through the Public Health Alcohol Act, which hasn't been fully implemented. And then we have the Department of Finance not increasing alcohol duties for the last 10 years. And we have the Department of Justice actually seeking to increase the level of availability through its sale of alcohol bill. So there's a whole big mess of policies going on around alcohol. And we're saying it's time really to treat it as the public health emergency that it is, in the same way as we are looking at smoking and tobacco, and as we're now talking about with gambling.
Well, what does that look like?
I think, firstly, we definitely need an increase in excise duties by 15%. But I think actually we need an alcohol office that would take a holistic view right across government of all the different elements that are coming into play around alcohol. So in the same way as we're setting up a gambling regulation office, you know, that is looking at, you know, both raising money from the gambling industry and is also looking at how to regulate it, we need something similar for
alcohol. So you treat it like tobacco, you treat it like gambling, you were saying. Tony Foley, I want to ask you about something raised there by Sheila. She was saying that despite the fact that we have high excise duty and we have the 23% VAT rate, that alcohol is actually very affordable in this country. Is that reflected in your study?
No, because what we were looking at was the excise price, the excise, not so much the relative price in different countries. But the national minimum price regime that was brought in recently is designed to capture that. So, for example, as Sheila has pointed out, particularly in supermarkets, the prices were very low. So now there's a minimum price that supermarkets have to pay. So, in fact, excise isn't needed for that. So the government could basically say the minimum price has to go up by 10% in supermarkets. And that's where it was identified as the source of cheap alcohol, which causes particular problems, not pubs and so on. But could I pick up one little technical thing that Sheila mentioned? She equated the 1 billion plus excise with the 3.7 billion economic negative impact. Mm-hmm. Now, the economic negative impact is not the exchequer impact. It's also impacts which is borne by individuals who miss work on a Monday and if they're on the clock, they don't get paid, or it affects employers that people don't turn up and so on. If you were to compare the 3.7 billion, and in fact, that figure might even be higher now because it's a relatively dated figure. And if we did an up-to-date one, it might be higher or it might be lower, but it could be higher. We should really be equating the economic impact of the drinks industry with the economic cost, as opposed to this 1.2 billion excise, because of course we pay VAT, and of course the drinks industry pays wages, taxes, and pays universal social charge and profits and so on. But the affordability issue is was primarily a supermarket issue, with the whole minimum price regime was designed to cope with, which Sheila would have endorsed and would have welcomed and so on. So it's not a pub issue.
Okay, I have a message here from a listener who says excise is recognised as a revenue generator for government, not a public health measure. Excise is too high and it damages our reputation for tourists as an expensive place to visit. What do you say to that, Sheila?
I think many tourists actually coming to Ireland are quite concerned about the level of alcohol and the unease that they feel on streets because of street disorder that would be there. We do need, the caller is correct though, that we don't frame properly excise duties in a public health capacity. Now, the Taxation on Commission and Welfare last year would have said we really need to be aligning the public health impact of excise duties, and they called for an increase really in that regard.
So you were talking about a levy, a specific yeah. public health levy to be placed on alcohol.
Well, I think that would be the sensible way to look at it. I mean, really, let's add up the costs, and Tony is quite right, because we haven't fully costed those figures do date back actually quite some time, plus we haven't taken into account fully the cost to others. So in Australia, for example, they found that when they costed what is the harm to others from alcohol, the bystander effect, if you like, it was actually twice the amount that the cost is to the individual. So again, I would come back to this idea that we need an alcohol office that would commission properly the sort of statistics and the data and really direct public policy across all the different departments that where alcohol would have a role.
All right, well, we'll leave that one there. Thank you very much, Dr. Sheila Gilheeny and Associate Professor Tony Foley. Thank you both for joining us this morning on the programme. Coming up next, the Taoiseach heads to Spain as budget talks continue back home. We're going to hear from Granada.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.